Coming up, a little something different from Daniel Pinkwater, but first, time for sports. I'm just choked up thinking about the U.S. Open, but it seems that Tropical Storm Hannah may claim her place in tennis history this weekend. The men's semifinals have been moved an hour earlier. Their contingency plans to move all of today's games to tomorrow, if Hannah so demands it. We're joined now in his rain slicker by our own Howard Bryant. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Did you hear that sound? Do you hear that?
Is that the wind rustling you outside or something?
No, that's your heart beating because the Cubs have lost six in a row.
Oh, Howard. Yes, they have lost six in a row. I think they're four
it's
and a half
September.
Games.
Remember, it must be starting. Here we go.
And on the other side of town, on the south side, Carlos Quentin, the home run leader, he broke his own damn right wrist, Howard, by slapping himself with the bat.
You shouldn't slap yourself with the bat. It's not a toy.
Yeah, that's something that you think you learn in Little League. Listen, in any event, the more happier things, the U.S. Open.
The U.S. Open.
Roger Federer is going, number two seed, is going to face number three, Novak Djokovic, followed by number one, Rafael Nadal, against the six-seeded Andy Murray. It seems the story of tennis this summer has been the shift from Federer to Nadal.
It's one shift, and it's also another shift that I think couldn't happen at a better time for tennis, because you've got the Williams sisters doing their thing and they're back where they belong, and you've got this wonderful rivalry now between Federer and Nadal at a time when Tiger Woods isn't around. So suddenly it seems like the personalities of tennis that had been missing for so long, they're back, and it seems like if Nadal and Federer can maintain this unbelievable thing they've got going on where they're playing at an Olympian level, mm-hmm. that the sport is really starting to resonate once again, instead of having Federer just run through the field as he had done for the last 4 years. And I'm really looking forward to I love that type of rivalry. I mean, I have nothing against the underdogs, but I want to see Federer and I want to see Nadal one more time. And I don't know if there's going to be, if that shift is going to be permanent, because if Federer comes out in the final and defends his title and beats Nadal, mm-hmm. then maybe the world goes back to the old order. But we do have a great, great rivalry between those two. It's fun to watch. It's the best thing going right now.
Yeah, it might turn out to be just a blip. But on the other hand, Nadal doesn't look like he's going away.
No, he's not going anywhere. And he plays a style on two surfaces, especially. He's unbeatable on clay. Yeah. And he proved that he could beat Federer on grass. And now they play on the hard court here. It's outstanding. And they both play at a style that is really conducive to a great rivalry.
Before we go, starting Monday, the Red Sox in Fenway take on the Tampa Bay Rays. If the Red Sox have a hope of catching them this year, it's going to be in this three-game series, isn't it?
Well, they've got more than a hope. It's 2.5. I mean, your Cubs aren't the only team that's starting to feel the thin air of September, because the Rays had a 5.5 game lead, and now it's 2.5, and you've got three games at Fenway starting Monday. The Rays have not won a game in Fenway Park this year, although the Red Sox haven't won a game down there. So we're going to find out if this team, this great, great story in Tampa, if they are a 150-game team, or if they've got what it takes to go all the way. I've always said that I thought the Red Sox were the best team. They are the defending champions, and if you're going to be a champion, you're going to have to go through Fenway Park, and I think this is – I'm actually going to do something I haven't done all year. I'm going to go to a baseball game. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to watch those three games, because I want to see what these Rays are made of as the leaves start to change.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, you here you are, our sports guy. You haven't been to a baseball game all year. You're no better than a political reporter.
How do you like that? Well, no, I actually have some work to do, Scott. I'm working on my Henry Aaron biography, and believe me, Henry Aaron is bigger than everything that has taken place during the baseball season this year. Trust me.
Okay, Howard, nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, we'll see you later.